What up, everybody? Welcome back to Splash Trash and Meh. I'm your host, Bradley Baxter. Woo-hoo. We got another live one here. Always my man, Bucky Watts.
I'm back. Here we go, Splash Trash and Meh.
So today on this episode of Splash Trash and Meh, we're talking about two movies. Venom, obviously, is killing the box office right now. After that, we'll go ahead and talk about Bad Times at the El Royale. And then after that, I will go ahead and let you know what else is coming out this weekend that you should check out. Chris, did you get a chance to see, I guess you haven't seen Bad Times because it's not out yet, but did you see Venom?
I sure did. I went and saw it last night, in fact.
Oh, that was, you were done there. Oh, okay.
That was it.
I went and saw it last night, in fact, and we're going to continue on there. So, Chris, what are your thoughts? You thought it was a shit show? Splash, Trash, or Meh?
Yeah, it's a tough movie. I'm actually going to give it a meh.
I would give it a meh.
I think it had some elements that were really, really okay and good, and they could have gone deeper with them. There are two things this movie suffers
for me.
Terrible writing. Some of the dialogue and some of the lines, some of the plot points are just absolute garbage.
Straight up. Shit is straight garbage. You know what I'm talking about.
You agree on that one.
100.
But it comes down to, I think that this movie just has an identity crisis. I think there was originally started off to be an R-rated movie that then got involved with Spider-Man. It had to be a PG-13 movie, or Marvel, I should say. And then also it has these strange elements of like being a buddy cop movie and a romantic comedy and a horror movie. It's so many different things. It can't keep up with itself, and it just falls apart. It has these sequences, well, now I'm starting to call them Snyderisms, but not in the same sense as Zack Snyder's movies, but like there will be like these 5 or 6 minute runs where I'm like, right. Oh God, this is good. Like, this is killer. Why couldn't it be more of this? And then it'll be, you know, then I got to wait 45 minutes of just droll to get there. A lot of stuff I didn't love. All of that said, I give it a meh because when it was enjoyable, it was enjoyable. I had fun. I was able to just kind of enjoy the movie, even though it had more freaking holes than a block of Swiss cheese, as my buddy Nick would say. It still was fun, and the Tom Hardy did a great job. I thought he was going to not do great, but he killed it as always. His banter with Venom, or himself, I guess, was awesome, and there's certain pieces that I really, really enjoyed, so it kind of helped me enjoy it more, and I can't wait to see what happens in the next movie. But this one just had so much shit wrong with it. It kind of set me back.
You said it really, really well when you said it's like this action movie with the good cop, bad cop, and then it's got this element of a romantic comedy that is cheesy as fuck, and none of it makes any sense there. And then you got this dark element of this creepy character and trying to figure out things. But like you said, there's way too many holes.
It really is.
So many tiny holes.
A weak villain. I said earlier, I was talking to somebody, and I said, I'm not perfect. I'm not like the most creative guy ever. Like, I know that these things are very complicated. Movies are tough to make, and scripts go through a lot of changes. But when I'm watching a movie in the theater, and out loud I say something that could have fixed the plot at that moment when it went a really shitty way, I think that says something. When it was that, it wasn't just like later after me, like, you know what would have been better? Right. If they had, instead of during, as he says something, I go, why don't you just do that? Like, that's not what it should be. That's what makes a bad movie that had potential to be a good movie.
But like you said, there were some really dope parts. I thought so as well.
Yeah.
I'll say this one scene that did annoy me was the lobster scene.
Really? You didn't like that?
I didn't like it. I get it, but like, again, this movie just flipped back and forth. I didn't like the villain. I like that actor.
The villain's so weak.
I like that.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
So probably now on, we're going to be talking spoilers. So if you haven't seen him, Venom yet, do or don't.
You can
make your decision here. The lobster scene, I didn't really care for. They tried to do a twist at the end, which I thought was poor.
Uh-huh. Very poorly executed.
I hate the bad guy being the same as the good, like the same character as the good guy.
The fact that he has a symbiote that's basically just a better version of Venom.
Yeah, that whole story doesn't make sense where, like, it has to choose the right person.
Right.
I mean, I understand that. I don't even know how canon that is to the books or what, but...
It's so important to the whole movie that these symbiotes find a good host. Even when Venom is attached to Eddie, they're saying, this is a strong host. And he's like, I don't want to go anywhere else. I like being attached to you. But yet then the villain gets to pick up the leader of all symbiotes, and it's not even mentioned that they're compatible. Like,
right.
You have to choose one way. Either has to be that the guy inside. Like, there are so many things they could. Just one thing that could help that is if Riot had taken over the main villain and is just absolutely just hollowing him out almost instantly just to use him. Instead, it's just like, oh, a perfect match.
Yeah, they didn't explain any of that. It was pretty slow. That's it.
It was
kind of slow at the beginning. It gets better.
And they just don't do enough connecting the dots, man. There's so many things that's like, I just feel like they missed so many opportunities to make this into like, even having it be kind of light and a little bit more fun than like a rated R. Because in a perfect world, I would see this as a rated R, definitely horror movie, where like you see these elements, like when he's in the kitchen and after he gets it and he comes home and he's tearing open food and eating out of the garbage, like... There's a moment there where it's like almost feels like a scary movie. And those are the strongest moments for it because Venom's a fucking scary character. Like, I don't care what universe you live in, if they're superheroes or not. When he bites off somebody's head in front of the lady behind the cash register and she just says, Eddie, what's wrong with you? That's not how people react. If you saw a fucking giant monster bite somebody's head off, you, no matter what you've seen in your life, you would say, oh, fuck!
Yeah, I'm getting the fuck out of there.
And everybody's just so accepting. Oh, a giant tar monster with giant teeth eating people. That's okay. Come get into my car with me. Oh, you should go and just, you're fine to... take stuff from my store. It's ridiculous. Well, there's so many things that they just didn't make it like have that element. And I think they missed opportunities to make it more of like, they set up that he's an investigative journalist and that's so important to him. And there's this, he's trying to figure out what's going on with this company, but then that never plays a part when you had an opportunity to kind of make almost like a detective story where he's trying to take out this thing by discovering things and Venom's helping him and he's teaching Venom. Venom just shows up on scene and knows everything about everything. So that there's no point in teaching him because he's just like, hey, by the way, I read your brain and I got it all down now.
But even that,
just so many pieces.
Even at that point, he didn't even get that because he'd ask him questions. Who's she? Oh.
I love that. He says, literally in the scene before that, he says,
I know everything about
you. I'm in your head. I know everything about you. And then when Annie calls, he says, who's Annie? All right, what the fuck? Like, did nobody read the script?
Nobody was like, wait, okay,
I'm seeing on page 7 that he knows everything about humanity and the English language and all of it, and he knows everything about Eddie, but then when one of the most important people in Eddie's entire life calls, he doesn't recognize that. Was that just him being nice and being like, well, I shouldn't just say Annie's calling. I should probably ask to make sure he's okay. No, fucking it's all over the board. And the fact it takes apparently 6 months to walk from Malaysia to the airport? What?
Yeah.
You know what bothered me a lot about it too? The fact that he said, my name is Venom, and that the other one was named Riot. Because what that makes me feel like is that I was watching a Transformers movie where these alien sentient creatures made it here, yet had English names for themselves that they would refer to each other by.
I mean, yeah, that's putting the glasses a little tight around the face, man. That's a little...
I mean, I know it's nerdy, but like the fact that he's like, oh, that's Riot. Like, no, he's not. His name is probably blah, blah, or whatever a gooball would make. Like, you should have been like, you can't pronounce my actual name. What would you like to call me? Oh, I don't know. Maybe Venom. And then the other one is them hissing at each other, or gooing at each other. I don't give a fuck. I just know that on their little meteor coursing through space, he wasn't just like, well, there's Riot over there, and Tony's in the corner, and that's Josanne. Look out for her. Like, fuck no. What?
The other thing on that note, too, is like, they're just like blobs of like creatures that's crawling on this asteroid that's cruising through.
There's an asteroid hurtling through space with a million of these symbiotes on it, and these astronauts were able to land there and grab 4 of them without being infected by the others. Come on.
And then, not to mention that there was some kind of social class status because Venom felt like he was a loser and like...
I'm a loser. I'm an outsider. In Goo Town? What?
Yeah.
From what I can tell, you can't even communicate to each other when you're in goo form. And the whole thing with just, that's what made the villain, I think what made the villain so weak was his motives. Like, his whole thing was, I'm evil Elon Musk, okay, good for you, but it's like, oh, the human body is made weak, and if I can get to space, I can get these things, and that'll let me live in space. It would have been better, and I even knowing how weak of a trope this is, if through the whole thing, Eddie's going, and he's discovering things about it, and he comes to him, and it turns out that the whole time he's been this visionary trying to lead humanity and be supportive, but he's just dying of, I don't know, a fucking brain tumor that he can't cure, right? That's why he's so obsessed with the symbiotes. He needs to get the symbiotes so he can live forever, even though he's all about humanity's survival. It was all about him being selfish. That makes him a deeper character than just being like, I'm gonna get to that meteor and I'm gonna bring those fuckers back and we're gonna eat all of it. Why do you want that? Why is that good?
Yeah, and then just killing people that...
Just for random, just because. It's just like, I have lots of money and power. I'm going to kill people to make sure I can make living spacesuits. Get out of town.
Yeah, the other thing that bothered me about the movie was... Apparently it's okay for people to know who's Venom is and what's going... Like, he was so easy to find, and it wasn't a secret at all. His face would... show up in and out of Venom.
Yep, no big deal. No one's raising a stink about it. It's just, oh, cool. Sure, that's normal. I see that all the time.
Yeah, face comes out.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, people didn't react properly, and that makes it feel like it's all... Like, there was just a lot of things that just didn't gel well. Like, there's difference between being surprised by something, like, at a Marvel movie, who gives a shit? Black Panther racing through the streets and being like, oh my God, that's shocking. And there's something completely different about a giant black tar monster eating, killing, running through the fucking streets, destroying everything with exploding drones behind it. That's different than being startled. That's being actually scared. Because in Venom's design overall, he is designed to be a villain. He is designed with sharp with the features in his eyes and his hulking frame and how he's like, he's made to be scary. So the fact that people would accept him as much as they would just Captain America run down the street is outrageous.
Yeah, technically there's no Captain America in this universe. Anyway, Chris, let's move on. Another movie that comes out this weekend is a movie with a great cast. It's called Bad Times at the El Royale. Run through a quick synopsis real quick. Seven strangers, each with a... Hold on, let me get into my movie bag real quick. Seven strangers, each with a secret to bury, meet in Lake Tahoe's El Royale, a rundown hotel and dark past. Over the course of fateful night, everyone will have the last shot of redemption before everything goes to hell. Now, again, it's movie stars Jeff Bridges, Chris Hemsworth, John Hamm, Dakota Johnson. Cynthia Erivo. I don't know if I said that right. I saw it. I thought this movie was going to be better than it was.
You thought it was going to be better than it was?
Yeah. This movie is 75% on Tomato Meter, certified fresh. The music in it is phenomenal. The shots and the hotel is phenomenal. The first two acts are, I will say, a little rough to get into. Not rough. It's slow. Slow to get into. When you get to the third act, it starts to get good. When you put it together at the end, you're like, is it the first two-thirds worth that last third?
Interesting. That's a weird thing, or that's a weird place to be in when you watch a movie, right? Because you at least hope, like, if you have to do that in your head, where you're like, is that last third worth the first two? At least the first two hopefully have been enjoyable enough to get you to something that's a big payoff instead of just being kind of flat.
Yeah, so I don't know if the payoff was worth the first two acts. So I'm gonna give it a meh. The cast was great. It was kind of weird to see Chris Hemsworth not with an accent. I don't know if I saw that before.
Is he like Southern in that?
No, he's Californian.
Oh, the Californians.
It's okay. It's a meh.
Okay, I'm actually still see this one. I'm interested because the cast is so good.
The cast is great, and they each have their own role that they all nail. I mean. In that sense, and again, the music is great. The shots are great. It's the acting's great. It's just a little slow, and the writing could have been better. So we'll give it a meh. What's one other thing I wanted to say? Oh, it also probably didn't help this film that I had once again a bad theater experience.
How bad? Tell me about it.
Not so much the theater's fault. The worst part was the person that was sitting next to me. Now, usually I pick the seats with like the handicap because like no one really sits next to me and it's like you got a lot of room. You can buy those seats and then if someone's handicapped, you just have to get up and move somewhere else. Easy fix.
Sure.
Most of the time, those just stay empty. So in walks this lady who's loud. And she's like, I think you're in my seat. And I was like, no, I actually bought this one. She's like, oh, then I guess I bought the one next to you. And I was like, great. And she's starts like looking at her ticket and like asking me stuff. And I'm like, stop talking to me. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. And then she's like, are you handicapped? And I was like, no. She's like, oh, well, these seats are handicapped. And then I was going to be like, well, no, I didn't.
So you're handicapped?
Well, she was like, she did have a cane and like she had a broken foot or something. She had like a boot on. So I was like, whatever.
Okay.
But I was like, she asked me and I was like, I'm not going to get into this with this lady. And I was also going to be like, well, would you like me to move? But she was kind of rude. So I was like, nah, fuck you. So I'm sitting next to this lady and she's like smashing popcorn, like extra loud. The movie is a quiet movie. At parts, and there's very like a cappella singing sometimes. So
keep. And she's just absolutely crushing.
She's just like, boom, just like handfuls. And then, like, she's kind of done with the popcorn. And she's also talking during the movie, which also made me feel uncomfortable because I was sitting next to her and there's nobody sitting next to us. So it's just the two of us in the middle of the theater. And she's just loud talking, like,
right.
And she's talking to me. And I was like, oh, fuck. She's like, ugh, this movie's so stupid. Like, but she's like, not being quiet at all. And then she starts taking her teeth out she took her teeth out.
What?
And like was trying to get popcorn out of her teeth. But I can Jesus. Hear her like dentures or whatever, like just sliding in and out and like making that sound, like a retainer type sound.
God, that's horrific.
And there's definitely a moment where the crowd is supposed to kind of like, put things together and she just she just cuts to the chase quick and I was just like as this scene is developing and you're watching this character
kind of a slow burn type thing
and it's like a little bit emotional part and she just blurts out this like the spoiler and I was like
you're like oh cool you got there thanks for sharing with everybody I'm surprised you held your ground didn't move seats that's pretty intense.
I have a tolerance for old people.
You can kind of hold it together.
I mean, I'm sensitive to the fact. I know she's not doing this on purpose, but I did get up finally with like the last 10 minutes. I was like, I can't fucking sit next to you anymore. I got up and like went to the exit and just watched from. I was just standing up in the corridor.
Wow, jeez, what an experience!
I wanted to move, and I should have been like, hey, you're right. This is handicapped. I should probably move and just move.
I should probably leave.
I should probably
you were being like tolerant to hurt yourself.
Yeah. So that was my own fault. Anyway, that's my rant. Shots were fired. Anyway, but
shots fired.
There's another great movie that comes out this week, or at least it looks great. And I'm talking about First Man with everybody's favorite photoshopped guy.
Ryan Gosling. The goose is loose.
The goose is loose. Here's the breakdown. Blah blah blah. Universal Pictures' First Man is a riveting story of NASA's mission to land on a man on the moon, focusing on Neil Armstrong in the years of 1961 and 1969. A first-person account based on the book by James R. Hansen. The movie will explore sacrifices and cost on Armstrong and the nation of one of the most dangerous missions in history. I love historic movies like this. I haven't seen this movie yet, but I'm kind of hoping I do like it when movies like throw in real footage of like the times on the TVs and things like that. Like
like put it so kind of incorporating actual historic stuff, and I love that.
There's
too.
Two movies that pop out of my mind. One is Bobby. It's basically showing clips of Bobby Kennedy, and there's not an actor playing Bobby Kennedy, but. There is kind of, but it's like his back. But every time you see him, it's like actually Bobby Kennedy. Great movie. Check that out. The other movie, this is Transformers 3, Dark Side of the Moon.
Wow.
They brought in real life history and like the past and like blah, 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 space and blah, blah. You've seen Transformers 3, where like they take the,
yeah.
the moon landing as this big thing.
Yeah, they're like watching the moon landing, and then it's like, what happened when they weren't on the
camera? Yeah, so the cameras cut, and because they went up there to really look at a spaceship, blah blah blah. There's lots of controversy about it, about this moon landing, but I think so far I think the movie looks pretty good. It's definitely a Oscar type of movie
contender for sure.
Yeah, so it's probably gonna be a splash. Ryan Gosling usually.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a splash. He delivers.
He delivers. This movie will deliver. It's a thing that every American really knows. It's an American movie. Not because it was easy, but because it was hard.
It was hard. That's how it works. For the moon.
So I'm curious. I'll probably see this movie, and we will talk. Probably won't talk about it, though. Maybe we will. Because we next week, we're talking what, Chris?
We're going to be talking about comic books.
Word up.
Duh.
That's right. this has been a longer Splash Trash Mad than normal, but I'll snippety snip it up in here and make it sound great. Chris, go see some movies this weekend. People, go
hell yeah.
Go to the movies. It's probably going to be raining in New York, so there you go. Perfect movie weekend.
Yeah. Perfect movie weather.
Stick around, because right after this is our season premiere, episode 50 of G-Splash. G-Splash.
Woohoo!
Yeah, so we are here. We're back. We got lots of stuff coming up.
Yeah, we're back.
Stick around. We're going to be getting bigger and bigger, watching this thing grow. And right now, I'm going to cue the Eminem song for them.
Oh, thank God. I got that.